Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. We ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Do not subject us to the final test. He said to them, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house on a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship. He will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So my two favorite baseball teams are playing right now, okay? So nobody better give me an update after Mass. If you do, you're going to go to purgatory for longer, all right? Those of you who know, the Dodgers and the Red Sox, my two favorite teams. When I was a sophomore in high school and my sister was a senior, we went to Bishop Montgomery High School down in Torrance. And we grew up in the harbor area, Wilmington Harbor City. So when it would have been the summer of 1994, we got invited to a party in Manhattan Beach. And we really thought we were something. Because we got invited to with those rich kids at American Martyrs, right? We grew up in the hood, so we thought that was something really, really big. And there was a party that happened, and I got sick, so I didn't end up going. But I was lying in bed, and I heard my mom and dad tell my sister, your curfew tonight is 11 p.m., and they made her repeat it. Well, 11 p.m. came and went, and she didn't come home. She got home by 11:05, but as soon as she walked in, I heard, you're grounded, right? And my sister didn't like that very much. So instead of taking the punishment, she began to argue with my mom. And before the night was done, she was grounded for going to any high school football game her senior year of high school. I know, poor sister, right? But my sister is so close to my mom. The next day she felt horrible, and of course my mom forgave her. So when the final game of the season came, my mom told her, look, we've seen the improvements you've made, so I'm going to allow you to go to the final game, but you have to sit in between your father and I the whole game. And my sister said, I think that's the worst punishment. But that taught me a valuable lesson that my mom and dad, they don't mess around. When they say something, they mean it. And my sister, I learned something from her. Just be quiet. And in the first reading today, it kind of made me smile listening to this reading because, you see, he's kind of pressing God a little bit, isn't he? He's negotiating.
well, are you really going to destroy us if even 30 or 20, 40, 50? What if there's just one of us who are good? And what does God respond with? Mercy and love and compassion. And what a beautiful lesson that our Heavenly Father teaches us this weekend. That despite our shortcomings, despite our mistakes, none of us have to earn the love of God, because it's given to us all freely. As parents have to forgive their children time and time again, and as we have to forgive one another, the beauty and the compassion and love of God is always there for us, my friends. So each and every one of us is guilty of testing authority, are we not? Oh, don't act like you're perfect in here. I'm going to call your parents when you get home, okay? We're all guilty of it. But our readings today show us that God never for a second tires of forgiving us, and he shows us mercy. So Jesus teaches us how to pray this beautiful gospel this weekend. And the whole point of this weekend's readings is to remind us that God so desperately wants to hear from us. He loves us so much. He already wants to have your best interest at heart from the second you were born. His plans for you are far greater than we will ever know. So today we need to be reminded that we are the sons and daughters of a loving God who loves us unconditionally, who will always treat us with love and compassion and mercy. So I ask you this morning, as God treats his family like that, how are you treating your own family here on earth? Are you showing love and compassion and mercy as our Father has taught us? Or are you holding a grudge, not letting go, not forgiving, constantly complaining? And our God is telling us this morning, as I love you, you are called to love one another. So how are you treating your family? Don't actually answer that right now because you're with your family, okay? Maybe I should. That'd get really good really quick. We could also be confident this morning that God will always love us. God is so approachable for each and every one of us. You know how blessed we are to be Catholic? And anytime we come into a church, Jesus is fully present to us in the Eucharist. We don't need to look for our Lord. He's always with us. He's so approachable that he wants us to receive him in Holy Communion. He wants us to know him, to have a relationship with him. That's why Jesus is telling us and teaching us how to pray. Because he wants us to grow in our love for him. So if Jesus is so approachable for all of us, my question to all of you today is, are you approachable for other people? I said this at Mass last night. Some of the most wonderful human beings I've ever met in my life have been in Catholic parishes. The way they've brought the gospel to life. And some of the meanest, nastiest people I've ever met in my life have been in Catholic parishes. You're laughing because you know it's true. And you're thinking, what are they doing here? Do they ever have a smile on their face? Are they just here to criticize, to judge? So are you bringing people closer to Christ? Or are you turning people away by your actions and your behavior? And finally, as we reflect upon these beautiful readings this weekend, we're reminded that we could always trust in God. That his goodness, his love is always going to be there for us. All that is good comes from God. So, my dear friends, we have a choice to make every day. We could surrender our lives fully to God and trust in his will, or we could fight and resist. And trusting in God is so hard to do, because we want to know the outcome, do we not? We want to know the details. We want to know what's coming next. We want to know that it's going to be okay. And yet our Father is telling us this weekend, if you trusted me, may your reward be great in heaven. So let us not forget that when we're struggling, that God's love is always there for us, that we don't need to search for God, that God is fully alive and he's in our midst, and all we have to do is to spend some time in prayer with him. So that's what this weekend's about. May you be reminded in a special way today how truly loved you are by God. And no matter where you are in your life, he's always waiting to listen to you because he loves you so very much. So let's do that right now. Spend some time in quiet in a world bombarded by noise. And let's just bring God whatever's in our heart this morning and ask him to listen to us as Jesus teaches us how to pray this morning.